Well, he's coming down under for Gloucester Park to run a marathon in the City to Surf. We're excited. Ender Brady, good morning.
Oh, so am I, Millsy. Can't wait. Good morning, everyone.
Don't forget, if you want to go and see Ender up live and personal at Gloucester Park in August, we'll tell you a little bit more about that as the morning unwinds. Let's start with a couple of protests today. Northern Ireland.
Yeah, this is a very poignant one. You'll see some footage online because this has gone viral. Now, last week, a young journalist called Lyra McKee, she was 29 years of age, she was shot in the head by a gunman, reportedly from the so-called New IRA. They were firing indiscriminately at police officers in the city of Derry. Lyra McKee was doing her job, reporting. She was standing beside a police vehicle and a bullet struck her in the head and she died on the way to hospital. Today, a group of her friends have turned up at a building in Derry, a building belonging to an organisation called SARA, which is reputed and reported to be connected to the political wing of the people responsible. That is what the community certainly feel in Derry. And her friends turned up with red paint. They dipped their hands in it and they went over and they put basically blood red handprints on the wall of that building in silence, all over the building as people watched on. It has been filmed, it has gone viral, and that is their message, that these people have blood on their hands.
And another protest, this time by the environmentalist.
Extinction Rebellion have kind of eased off central London in the past 24 hours. They've caused untold chaos and disruption around the capital. I've been there pretty much every single day reporting on it. Spent some time with the Commissioner of the Police in London at the weekend, and she seemed very, very frustrated indeed. More than 1,000 people arrested. They've targeted Oxford Circus, Marble Arch, Waterloo Bridge, Heathrow Airport. And what they're saying now is that on Thursday, they are planning to go into the City of London. Average ordinary commuter in London is utterly sick of the disruption that has been caused by these people. And secondly, in all my years living in London, running in London, working in London, I've never seen so much litter on the streets as I have in the past week. And their so-called environmentalists, go figure.
You have a great night, what's left of it over there, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Will do. Bring it on, guys. Have a great day.